Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today with the Access Assault Care Center, which also includes Green County, we have our Sexual Assault Services Program Supervisor, Marcy Webb, joining us because it is National Sexual Assault Awareness Month. So thank you very much, Marcy, for being on.
Yes, thank you so much. I'm happy to be joining you.
Absolutely. Well, let's kind of start off right away with kind of the national campaign of what they're looking at for this month for Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and that is the campaign of I Ask. Can you explain a little bit about what that means and what you are encouraging people with Access as well to get people involved with that?
Yeah, so every year at this time, we honor National Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and a big part of that is recognizing survivors in our communities that are crime victims from sexual violence cases. But another big part of it is just the awareness piece about how prevalent sexual assault is. And one way that we can counter that is by teaching concepts around consent. So the I Ask campaign is really just normalizing the idea of having conversations with our friends and our family regularly about consent and what it looks like. And I would say that's not even just with sexuality, but it can be with the ways that we speak to each other, the ways that we engage with each other online. It's just a topic that we really need to make sure that our kids and our communities understand and actively participate in.
And with that being said, Marcy, and I kind of ask you this every time we talk to each other during April's Sexual Assault Awareness Month, but can you review for us some of the calls for services or investigative cases that our local law enforcement did last year?
I did check in with the sheriff's office and with the local police. So they gave me some case numbers for the year 2019, and the Greene County Sheriff's Office reported 7 sexual assault cases that were reported. And I know that the Jefferson police had reported 12. And my feedback from those, you know, which I always highlight, is that those are so important. And we absolutely work closely with police departments for cases that are reported. But those cases that are reported only represent a small portion of the sexual violence that is actually occurring and happening in the communities that we serve. Sexual violence is the most underreported violent crime in America, and there are myriad reasons why a lot of people often don't report or often have a long delay in the period between when the crime happens and when they do tell somebody. And for that reason, I just wanted to highlight that, you know, we take these numbers very seriously, but these are just the reported numbers that we're able to see.
Well, and that kind of brings to mind, I know you mentioned a myriad of different reasons why folks don't come forward and report it or at least tell somebody about what they experienced. Can you just kind of explain why it's difficult for folks to want to do that?
Yeah, I think it's just still very complicated. Even in the year 2020, we've made such progress and so many strides, but we still live in a rape culture that just condones violence and normalizes sexuality in advertising and things where it's not always safe and where consent is not always used. And so the culture we live in really kind of tries to hide it or cover it up or minimize it. And so people who are victimized often feel like they're the only one. They often think to themselves, what if I disclose and someone doesn't believe me? What if it makes my situation worse? So there really are lots of reasons why people don't disclose. In some cases, if the person still has ongoing access to them, which is often cases in family situations, it might not be safe for them to disclose while they're still living there. You know, children have to make that risk analysis every single day.
Marcy, what can you provide for us as far as trying to change that culture, at least here in Greene County on a smaller scale, but giving folks that go through something like that the confidence or the ability to be able to report it or just tell somebody about it?
Yeah, I would just highlight that here at Access, we just believe that everyone's voice deserves to be heard. And so that's a big part of the advocacy that we provide. Every case is unique. And so every survivor that I work with, I offer a little bit of a different array of services. But we're able to talk with someone on the crisis line if they want to call in anonymously and just process an experience that they went through. We're also able to do safety planning if they're thinking about reporting and trying to navigate what that's going to mean for their living situation or what that's going to mean for their social support group and things like that. We also spend a lot of time accompanying survivors of crime to make disclosures, whether that's to a detective at the police department or in an emergency room setting if they're trying to get medical care or get like a forensic evidentiary collection done, we can respond on scene and support them through those processes. Even if a survivor just wants to tell their mom or they want to tell their primary care practitioner so that they can get some meds to prevent pregnancy, anything like that, we just think that people deserve support as they're navigating the aftermath of sexual violence. That's what our advocacy services are for.
Couple last things here for us, Marcy, and that first one is, can you just highlight what else Access is doing as far as some other kind of outreach type things with communities and folks that are involved with your programs that deal with sexual abuse?
Absolutely. So for Sexual Assault Awareness Month, we put out a 5-minute YouTube video from our sexual abuse program staff where we each answered some questions that came in about what it's like to be a crime victim advocate and how we got into this work, and just demystifying this role that we play. And we're doing that partially just to let survivors know that we're here and that we're excited to be in this role and to be working in these communities. We also did it just to kind of have a positive campaign kind of in a year where this is kind of a stressful April for a lot of folks. And we want to kind of bring in folks that have been interested in Access or victim advocacy that maybe want to volunteer with us or donate or get involved in some way. So I would invite your listeners to check that out. And one other campaign that we're excited about, we've had an arts program for a while now called Hearts for Art, Uniting Crime Victims, Healing Through Art. And this year, because a lot of folks are sheltering in their homes and are isolated, we just wanted to highlight any arts or crafts that folks have been working on as part of their either healing from trauma or just their mental health through this quarantining period. And so if you want to send them to Access, we can put them up live on our social media the last week in April. Brittany@assaultcarecenter.org. B-R-I-T-T-A-N-Y.
I know you mentioned a couple of times, Marcy, about people reaching out to Access and trying to get a hold of the resources, advocates that you do have at your availability. Could you give us just a formal contact information for folks to be able to write down and take advantage of those if they so need to?
Yeah. So our sexual abuse crisis line, Coltrane, is 1-800-203-3488. You know, we also have domestic violence services and shelter and housing services. So if listeners call that number and they have questions about our other services, we can talk them through that and make sure that they get hooked up to the right person.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Green County program. Here with Access Sexual Assault Services Program Supervisor is Marcy Webb, joining us once again for National Sexual Assault Awareness Month. Community State Bank of Peyton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.